everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome back to the podcast. So today I want to loop back to the conversation that I had on the podcast last week with Benjamin Hardy. Now, at the end of the episode, he talked to us about Pareto principle or Pareto's law, which is the 80-20 rule. So the 80-20 rule is essentially a principle that states that 80% of all of the outcomes that we have are derived from 20% of cause. So typically people think about this when they're looking at business outcomes, but it also applies to other areas of our life. Anywhere where we're trying to measure success, anything that requires something that we're going to do to focus on improving results, this law and this principle applies to the 80-20 rule. So it got me thinking about something practical that we could all do. And so when Benjamin was talking, I actually thought I had a sheet of paper in front of me. I always have a sheet of paper and a pen in front of me when I'm recording podcast episodes so that I can maybe jot down notes or questions, things that come to mind when I don't want to interrupt them. So I wrote down on the paper 80 on one side and 20 on the other. And I actually thought it'd be really useful to just start listing things. So listing things, I suppose if you're focusing on your career, listing things down that you have to do as part of your job, as part of your career progression, as part of your creative output, whatever it is you're working on, just list things down and then start to push them into one side or one page or the other. Is it on the 80% side, which is just, I guess, stuff, you know, whether it's meetings, calls, scrolling, what we call research, which is often just scrolling through social media. Look at the things you're doing with your time, the things you're doing that are actions, and actually list them. And I started doing that and I started pushing, okay, what are the 20% things? So what are the most impactful things that drive the most results? So a good example for me could be recording this podcast. Sharing one or two podcast conversations every single week on this show is something that is, of course, going to, it's, you know, it's part of my career, it's part of my life, it's part of my income, it's part of, it amplifies my voice to others who may have never heard me before, it may lead to other opportunities. So it's one of the things that definitely sits on that side of the 20. And then on my other side, I guess I could be listing, yeah, I gave some examples already, but scrolling on social media or listening to audiobooks and podcasts. I don't know, maybe that fits on both because I love doing that and it also improves my work. But I just thought it was a really interesting thing to not just think about, oh, okay, the 80-20 rule, 80% of outcome is derived from 20% of the cause, but actually start to get granular and get practical. So take out a sheet of paper, put a line down the middle and start to figure out, okay, what are the things that are going to be the most impactful and what's everything else? And then one more exercise, which is kind of similar that you could do this week, is to take out a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle, and on one side, you're going to write more, and on the other side, you write less. Now, you list the things that you want more of, and on the opposite side, things that you want less of. So a good example could be, I want more time to exercise. Okay, so if that's on one side, what are you going to have less of in order to be able to do that? So you might say, I need to have more time to exercise, means I'm going to have less time watching Netflix, as a good example. Or another example could be, I want to have more savings in my savings account. So therefore, what's going to be on the less? I might spend less money on Uber, or less money on Deliveroo, or less money on stuff that I don't need. So in order to have more, so write your list, what do you want more of and what do you want less of? And also in reverse, the less could be the focus. So for example, you could be like, I want less obligations and less things in my schedule. So in order to do that, I'm going to have to say no more. That was something that I also talked to Ben about, was saying no to things that you don't want. So if you want less obligation, less feeling of being overcommitted, being overwhelmed, then something you're going to need to have more of is more no's. Start having more no's. So that's an exercise that I've done before. It's something that I haven't done for a long time, but it's been really impactful and helpful for me in the past to do that. Super simple, one sheet of paper, line down the middle. What do you want more and what do you want less? As always, I hope that these little mini episodes are helpful. I hope that you can do some of these exercises. I'm not sure what you're doing whilst you're listening. Maybe when you're out walking your dog or running on a treadmill, maybe not the best time to get a pen and paper. But if you're listening while sitting on the train or you're listening at home, then please try some of these exercises. They are very impactful. And let me know. Let us know if you're enjoying this, and also share it with someone else as well who you think might get value from listening. I hope you have an awesome week. I hope you are enjoying the festive period, and the countdown to Christmas is on in our house. We are loving it. Have a great week, and I'll be back soon. See ya.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.